Hello, hello. It's Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. This is a leftovers episode from my chat with Lindsay of We Met at Acme. We started just talking about dating, how soon you reveal your true personality, that kind of awkward experience of double dates, and yeah, it's just a fun conversation. Wanted to share it with you guys. Continue spreading the word about the Naked Beauty Podcast. Subscribe, rate, review if you have time, and be in touch. I'm at Brooke Devard on all platforms. I love hearing from you guys. All right, let's get into my talk with Lindsay.
This is that Upper East Side shit. I'm stepping out of Lennox Manor. Yup. Son, you better check your manners.
Check your manners.
Cause you just a little bama.
Bama.
I shoot you with the Canon camera.
Click.
Joel Santana. Aye. On my Nelly shit. This is country grand.
But in terms of personality, and I'd love to hear your thoughts, when you first get to know someone, should you show your true self, like, from the get-go? Or should you kind of hide the bad parts until, like, you kind of hook them in, you know?
I think if you have good social IQ and emotional intelligence, you know how to read the situation. And I think, yeah, you self-present as who you truly are and be authentic from, because everyone loves authenticity.
Yeah.
It's this, like, very palpable, you can feel when someone's being authentic and you can feel when someone's being inauthentic. So you can't ever be inauthentic from the beginning, because that's just going to turn people off.
Right.
So I think you have to be yourself, but you also don't have to reveal that you're on day two of your period and right. You have to go to the bathroom to change your tampon because you're bleeding so much. Like, your date doesn't right. want to hear that.
But not like that, but, like, let's say, you know, everyone has their one quality that, like, they're working on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, like, your quality is that, like, you, like, get really mad every time he, like, leaves the seat up or something.
Okay, if we're having that, we're deep into the relationship if we're having that.
Well, like, I don't know, you're a few months in. Like,
okay,
like, he slept over enough times and left the seat up enough times that it got on your nerves,
yeah.
right? Like, are you supposed to pretend that that's cool, like, for, like,
no,
X,
of
Y,
course not.
You know what I'm saying,
of
though?
Of course not. You,
like,
say,
when can you, like, show them what really annoys you?
Well, I think it's, men are oftentimes like dogs, like positive reinforcement. So
yeah.
it's not about scolding the person when they leave the seat up, but if they put it down, it's like, oh, I am so happy with how you left the bathroom. Thank you so
right.
much for putting the seat down. You were the most thoughtful, amazing man
right.
ever. And then he's like, okay, brain connection, positive reinforcement.
Oh my God, this is why I'm like, if the seat is up, I'm like, hello, I fucking told you the
yeah.
seat up is not cool.
But think about your parents, like, think about growing up, getting, like, nagged at versus getting positive reinforcement.
I think that's a problem right there. Like, my dad's, like, fine with nagging from my mom,
really?
You know? And they have, like, a great relationship.
I think that if you focus on the things when they do great things,
well,
like, oh, you were so thoughtful to plan this
yeah,
amazing date.
Right.
I love that you took me to this
yeah.
new restaurant. There's so many great new places in New York. Then they'll be like, oh, okay, she likes when I put some effort in.
Right.
Versus, like, why are you taking me to Haru Sushi tonight? Like, this is not acceptable. You know, like, you
yeah.
can't say anything once you're there.
Right.
But if he takes you to, like, a new sushi place, then you can be like, oh, this is so amazing.
Haru.
You know? Haru, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, that's,
poor Haru.
I know. Sorry. That's, like, really, like, obnoxious.
No, I'm with you.
Me,
I'm
like,
with you. Haru would not be a good date for me.
Yeah, that would not be.
No, I agree with you. It's just, it's hard because sometimes, like, when you really like someone, you want to be yourself around them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yourself is a little crazy sometimes if, I don't know, if you're me at least.
Yeah, I think that you want to show the crazy, you want to show your personality very early on because it's only going to
yeah.
lead to issues.
Right.
If you suppress
it. I was saying to someone, like, what if you, on your first date, instead of saying all the good things about yourself, you said all the bad things. And then you were like, okay, you'll find out the good things later. But first, let's make sure you're on board with all these bad things.
That would be unappealing to me if I was on the receiving end of that. Because I'd be like, well, are you testing me? Do you know what I mean?
And I would be, though.
Because and then I would, like, be like, I don't want to be tested. I just want to get to know,
like,
you.
Not, like, tested. I would want to get to know you, but I would want to make sure that, like, you weren't going to run if, like, you found out that, like, I hated cats, you know?
Fair enough. Fair enough. I mean, try it.
I think I'm going to.
You've got how many dates
yeah.
this week?
Two, potentially three.
Yeah.
The potential third is a potential first double date. What's your thoughts on that? Like, we'd be on a first date and they'd be on a first date.
Oh, God. It seems competitive in a weird way.
Right?
There's some weird...
It's funny, I already talked to him and I was like, should we pretend we've been dating for a few years? To like get the upper hand.
You That's know? Interesting. A double date.
How do you feel when you and your husband are on a date with a new couple?
It's like usually adorable because they're like all over each other and we're like, oh my gosh, they're so cute.
Do you get invested? Like, do you want them to last or like?
Of course, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. When I see two people really hitting it off and vibing, I'm one of these like, I really believe in true love. I'm always rooting for them.
Me too. Come around these
guys, see me in the streets. Yeah, so that was my chat with Lindsay. She always makes me laugh. I find her to be so funny. Make sure to check out her podcast. We met at Acme as well. She's doing great things over there. And I also have a discount for you guys on the Studio wireless headphones. The link is in my show notes. You get 15% off your entire purchase. The shipping is super fast. The headphones are amazing. I love the wireless ones. Use code NAKEDBEAUTY for 15% off anything on the site. All right, thanks, guys.